This is Betty Pruitt, and I'm here at Ari Loca celebrating Tri Ratna's 50th anniversary. And I am talking to Dharmeshuri, who is the chair of Nagaloka in Portland, Maine. And Dharmeshuri gave a very nice talk, part of a three-person talk on the six emphases of Tri Ratna. And she talked about all the different countries she'd been in and experienced different ways that Buddhists practice or don't practice. And I know she's traveled in the UK just in this past year. So My question to you, Dharmeshuri, is just very briefly maybe to reflect on Tri Ratna in the U.S. Right. And some of the similarities and differences you notice from other parts of the world.
Yeah, well, thank you, Betty. Yeah, this is Dharmeshuri. Yeah, it's quite interesting to me as being a Buddhist that found that originally FWBO and now Tri Ratna in the West, and then be able to go into Buddhist countries, in particular Bhutan. I went to Bhutan in 2010. And as I was saying in my talk, 75% of the population, the Bhutanese, are Buddhist, and they were born Buddhist. But they were telling me that I had a better practice than they did, that they didn't meditate. They went to the monasteries, yes, but they went to the monasteries to give money and get blessings from the monks. So even though they considered themselves Buddhist, I found it quite amazing that they really didn't practice Buddhism. And I found this similar in other countries that I've traveled to. I've been to India, and I've been to Japan. I actually have been to Tibet. In Tibet, it was a little different. I've been to, I didn't go to Lhasa, but I was on the outskirts of Lhasa. In a way, there was a lot of Tibetan communities. They lived together and they worked together. And the monasteries seemed to be kind of separate outside of North America in a way that they're huge, big monasteries, quite wealthy, but they're for the monks and the nuns. Yeah, yeah. So I'm really quite fortunate. I feel like I have a practice in the United States. You know, the Western culture that we have, the society in which we practice in, is I really feel Sangharajita was very wise in picking all these different schools of Buddhism that we can pull on so that we as Westerners can meditate, we can practice, and we can be together in a way that I just don't see this in other countries. It's not the same.
Yeah, especially as lay people,
right,
as not monks and nuns.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So even though we don't have a lot of money in a big monastery, we have each other. The Sangha here is just really blossoming and growing in a way that, it is in the UK too. I mean, what we have with Tri Ratna in India and in the UK and the United States is just, it's profound. It's unique. I know the word that Sangharaja used is ecumenical, but, you know, that is okay in a way, but I think we're united, we're international, and we're one with each other. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Good.
Well, thank you so much, and happy 50th anniversary to both of us.
Oh, yeah, you too, Betty. Okay, it's thanks. Great to be here celebrating together.
It is.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's written by Tony Decker, a Canadian folk singer. And there's a verse that you can sing. It's really simple. So I'll teach you that first. And it just says, all awake. That's the only words to the chorus. Oh.
Fingers are open, eyes they are open, a shattering of images, an orchestra of syllables, the guts of an engine, the veins of a leaf, the filament of a bulb, light onto paper, exposed. Together we are dreaming, together we reach endlessly, together we reach endlessly, the center of the sea, so full of possibilities.
My dream.